A case report on solitary plasmacyte of bone. Introduction. Within the monoclonal B-cell proliferations, solitary plasmacytomas are rare. They can present as either extramedullary plasmacytoma or a solitary lesion involving a bone, solitary plasmacytoma of bone, that is SPB. These entities account for 3% and 5% of all plasma cell myeloma respectively. SPB is defined as a single bony lesion caused by a monoclonal plasma cell infiltrate with no evidence of myeloma elsewhere. Despite their rarity, these variants of traditional multiple myeloma are seen regularly in a general oncological practice, and they require specific diagnostic approaches and therapies that differ from that of standard multiple myeloma. The most common site of SPB is the spine. At presentation, pain is the most common symptom. Patients can present with polyneuropathies alone or as a part of variable constellation of features including polyneuropathy, organomegaly, endocrinopathy, monoclonal gammopathy and skin changes that has been termed as the POEMS syndrome or Crow-Fewkes syndrome. We undertook the present study to determine the frequency with which solitary plasmacytomas, that is SPB, are encountered and to analyze the clinical and laboratory features to emphasize the need for specific diagnostic approach. Materials and methods. Source of data. 40 reported cases of multiple myeloma or plasmacytoma at the Department of Pathology, St. John's Medical College from January 1999 to July 2002 were reviewed. Clinical data and laboratory results were retrieved from the medical records. The following diagnostic criteria were used to define the cases of SPB. 1. Single area of bone destruction that showed monoclonal plasma cell infiltrate on biopsy. 2. Normal bone marrow aspirate and biopsy. 3. Negative skeletal survey. And 4. Low concentration of serum or urine monoclonal protein and preserved levels of uninvolved immunoglobulins.